All right, we're in Siman Vav. We finished Sif Ches, which is the rules of who's considered a Zayna. I said this week I would come back to the topic of Balei Tshuva and the terrible challenges that face a Baal Tshuva Kayin, who's already married, especially if he's already married to a woman that is not eligible to marry a Kayin. And here they become from, and suddenly they learn that they have to get divorced. And it's a personal tragedy besides being a very big Nisayim. So the question is about Balei Tshuva in general. It's known Balei Tshuva HaKayinim have a hard time with Shidduchim, because usually you want to do a Shidduch with a Balei Tshuva. And many of them are themselves not eligible to marry a Kayin. It's a serious challenge. One of the few times we were successful in writing Shidduchim, must be already 20 years ago, we had someone, one of the Balei Tshuva from Eretz Yisrael, came to us. Interestingly, his name was John Wayne. Not kidding. And John Wayne was a Kayin, but you never knew that. And we were able to write him to a girl from a firm home. Very strange Siyata Deshmaya story. I mean, he came to our house. He was a vegetarian, very into nature. Well, my wife made him a vegetarian shalant whenever he came to Shabbos, and very into nature walks, everything with nature. So it made us think of a girl from a regular firm home who was already a little, getting a little older and would consider it. She was the same thing, a vegetarian, and going with nature and everything. So that's what made, not me, I'm hopeless already, Shidduchim, but my wife, she read the Shidduch, and bang, a few dates, and then they were ready to go, and they got engaged. So they got engaged, Baruch Hashem, they got married, and they moved to one of the New Jersey towns. I don't remember which one. It's a long time ago. And maybe 2 months after the chasna, they came to us for Shabbos. So my wife made a vegetarian challah and the whole business. He sits down. He says, "What's this?" My wife said, "I was making vegetarian challah." Sad. I was in Mishigas for a while. I stopped that stuff already. Like, it was Mamish Rabbi Hashem did it just so my wife should think in a shidduch. You know, if they got married, I don't know if he hears these tapes, but if he does, he should give me a call. I haven't heard from them in over a decade. But Baruch Hashem, they have family, and it's very nice. Anyway, so it's a challenge for Balei Tshuva who are Kayanim. So there are a couple of nekudas. One is that the question of whether a Balei Tshuva, whose parents are not from, and was told he's a Kayan by people who are not from people, whether they have a din kayin at all. And it's mefursim, at least in the Baal Tshuva circles, that Rav Moshe told Rav Nach Weinberg that none of them have a din kayin. Unless they have, none of them have a din kayin because their parents say so, or their grandparents say so. They have to have people who know they were muzik as a kayin in town. In other words, if somebody knows that in their town in Europe, okay, we're talking years ago. Today, nobody remembers towns in Europe. But we growing up, you could talk to people who remember. If they were muzik, it's good. But otherwise, Ramesha said that they don't have a din kayin at all. He wasn't even talking just for marriage purposes. He meant not to get an aliyah, etc. And later was published in the Gris Moshe, the Chelek Dalet of Evan Ezra, Tshuva Yod Aleph. A short, I think it's one long paragraph, a tshuva, that Balei Tshuva who come to say, "We're Kayanim, how do you know?" They only know because they were told by parents or grandparents who themselves are not Shomer Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes that they have no nemanis that they're Kayanim. What? So the question of Matzevus. I want to get to the question of Matzevus in a minute. I just want to explain to you. And I'll tell you also, in the Rav Ozna Sefer, Shevet HaLevi, I think it's called, in Shulah Shevet HaLevi, he writes about the Oilei Russia, about those who came back from Russia. And the same thing, if they were told by frum parents or grandparents that their Kayanim is one thing. But if they were told by people in Hashem and Shabbos, and he writes, and if they're not frum for two generations, So he writes that they're not nemanim to be kayanim. In Chelik Tess, he has a tshuva. Chelik Yud, he writes, they can even make a bracha at the Charles P. and Aben. No nemanis at all. And he adds, because even if they're kayanim, maybe they were halalim. Maybe the father was a kayan, the grandfather was a kayan, married someone he's not eligible to marry. And then they lose the kuhuna anyway. Now, he had like to explain a technicality, which I hope you'll have a tremendous nafkamina. What's the reason that there's no nemanis? Now, you can understand two ways. Rabbi Shah writes, there's no nemanis. You can learn, there's no nemanis, period. You're not nemanis to say that you're a kayin. And we see this. We see this with families of Balei Tshuva who are told something, and years later they find out differently. And there's just no nemanis. That's why one way to understand. The second way to understand is that it's a svek sveika. Why is svek sveika? One suffix, is it true that they're a kayin? Maybe it's a suffix. Maybe it's a suffix. They're Isa. I don't know. It's a suffix. But it's a svek sveika. It may be that the father and the father's father all the way up are B'nai Aaron and they're Kayanim. It may not be. The second suffix, even if it's true that they're B'nai Aaron, maybe they married a woman that was Mizana with a guy, that was Mizana at some point in the way that apostles are, and then they're a Cholo. So you can learn out Sex Feiko, you can learn out suffix. There's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. If it's just a suffix, then whatever you can be mevarer, you believe to be mevarer. You can't just say it's not Naaman. You have to try to do birurim, like maybe to try to find the matzevis and see if there are rayas that he's a kayin, or try to contact people who might know. If it's a suffix, then yeah, even if it's a suffix lakula, you have to try to be mevarer. What happens if it's a sex faker? You should also have to. Shulchan Aruch says you have to be mevarer if you could. So you have now a klal gadol that the Pesach Tshuva in Kuf Yud brings from three Gedalei Achrayim, from the Nesivis, the Kiveger, and the Nayib Yehuda. It's a big klal by Svek Svekas. He says, by a Svek Sveka, if you could be Mevarer one suffix, but not both, there's no halacha that you have to be Mevarer. So Chanara says, a Svek Sveka, you could be Mevarer, you have to be Mevarer. They say, to go and try to be mevarer, and after the birur, you'll only have one, you'll be left with a suffix. There's no chi of levarer. For example, if you learn that the kula, that the paiskim are talking about is svek svek, what can you be mevarer? Was the father, grandfather, great grandfather a kayin? You can't be mevarer if the man he married, the woman he married, was a zainon. That's not, it's a private thing. You can't be mevarer such a thing. So there's no chiyuv to be mevarer one suffix as long as you can't be mevarer both, assuming the heter is out svek svek. This is the tremendous nafkamina in how you learn the heter that Balei Tshuva, first Balei Tshuva don't like to hear it. You know, they say I'm a kayin, they say we don't believe you. Nobody likes that. People want to be kayin. But then when you explain to them that it opens up possibilities for shiduchim they might not have, I guess, you know, it comes out to be, in a way, a kula for them rather than a chumra. My experience is that they like to try to be mevarer. It's human nature to try to be mevarer your roots and find out. But strictly speaking, api halacha, assuming that it's a svek sveka, which seems correct, then if it's a svek sveka, there would be no halacha to be mevarer. You can only mevarer one suffix. And then it would come out, I guess, an extra kula, at least as far as I'm concerned, because it doesn't come my way when they're asking me if they get Ali as a kayin. You know, they're asking, it comes my way when they already have trouble, they're engaged, and he finds out he's a kayin. What do you do then? It's a very difficult thing. And this is a possible explanation of the whole thing. Certainly not. Sanu Shanu Pirish Kashet Lekulam.
So Mesiach Lefitumai,
we actually had in the beginning of 7 Gimel that there is an Emunas Mesiach Lefitumai. The problem here is there's no Mesiach Lefitumai when you're Meshabeach Mekhai. Mesiach Lefitumai means it's mentioned Agav. When Mesiach Lefitumai Meshabeach Mekhai, to make the thing more attractive, we don't say Mesiach Lefitumai.
They're
saying it's a pride. So generally, there's no Mesiach Lefitumai when there's an incentive to say. But it did say in Siman Gimel that Mesiach Lefitumai is Neman, at least like the Ramah. And there could be a real Mesiach Lefitumai, I guess.
But why are all Kohanim in the same status as being Safek or Safek?
Because Kainei Chazaka, recycling our Chazakas. Normally, when you have a Chazaka, we give Skila based on Chazakas. That means, if a couple's living in town, as husband and wife, for 30 days, and someone's mezana with the woman, he's chayav misa. We say, how do you know they were married? They know they're married. They say they were married 10 years ago. How do you know? We don't have to prove it. We work with chazakas. So someone lives in town, the cheskes kayin, so we assume he's a kayin. If he's living in town, someone remembers that a firm person was living the cheskes kayin, we assume that chazakas are true. It's Chiddush that Sakla Chazakas, but the halacha can't work any other way. No one can ever prove that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Mesiach Lefitumai is by anybody. The Mesiach Lefitumai is only nema for derabbanans. Mesiach Lefitumai is nema for dinim derabbanan, not for deraisis. But it would seem lachumra by deraisis. The first sif in Hilchis. Taruvis, the Siman Tzadiches, there's a long shach about how you could believe a kfeila arma. It says that if you have food, you don't know if it has any meat, you don't know if it has a taste of milk, so we give it to a kfeila arma, we give it to a gaisha chef, and the chef tastes it and he tells you. So the Mechaber says, Mesiach Lefitumai. So there's a long shach, what do you mean? Tamki kederaisa. You're not lemon by deraisas. First he says maybe Machaber holds like the Rashi, then the Tamkik is Rabbanon, then he knocks it off. He ends up that it's a Milsa David Leguye. If he's going to say it doesn't have, if he says it has a taste of milk, that's Lechumra. But if he says it doesn't taste for milk, he knows it means the Jew's going to eat it. The Jew, since a Milsa David Leguye, so he's Nema B'Deraisa. But normally, Mesiach Lefitumai is only Nema B'Rabbanon to get the first Aliyah.
Because of Nurses?
It's a miritus, yeah. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It must have been Lugluye. It says Eidecha that says Bezmos Makadish Dechaydish is believed. Aydi Shtei Eide. It must have been Lugluye. Okay, at any rate, there are two topics here.
If you know the grandfather of the Kohen, you still have the Cholol issue.
So then you have the Cholol issue. Now, let's say we know for certain the grandfather was a Kohen.
Right, but the 200 generations.
So that's a much more difficult Kula. The Shevet HaLevi, he's Mekel, for people that came from Russia, he says they're only 70 years, not restricted in what they do. You know, so I guess it sounds like one generation he wouldn't have said it. He's saying it's two or three generations, then they were living among Goyim, so he says it. It'd be a big Chiddush, the Ramesh doesn't say that. It seems that their Mulzik, if they had a Chazaka to be a Kayin, they're mostly to be a Kayin, and that at least Ramesh would not have. Right. Are you saying Lakula? One of Ramesh's Chuvas is about, that Chuva, Dal Yadav, is about a Kayin who's married to Giyaris, and they became Balei Chuva. So he's talking Lakula. He said there's no memory. Now, what about a Matseva? If you have an old matseva that says kayin on it, is there a nemanis? So this is a difference of opinion among contemporary paiskim, to my knowledge. I don't know exactly a list on each end. Ramesha mentions it in a tshuva as a tsirif. He doesn't really say if a matseva is proof. Now, if the matseva was written by frum grandparents, there's no shayla. If you have from people who said that they're kayin, there's an emanis. The question is, if they weren't from, but they wrote kayin on a matseva. So, you know, my personal opinion, for whatever it's worth, is that there should be an emon is based on something, based on the din, which is a suyin sumis of maila mishtaris liyos. What shtaris? There's a suyin the Gemara. If there's a shtar, and the shtar was not about Yosef, the shtar was Ruvain borrowed from Shimon, and two witnesses signed. And by Ruvain's name, it says Ruvain ben Yaakov HaKayin borrowed from Shimon. So the Gemara has a question: when Adam signed Amana Shabishtar and Chaisman, are they only signing on the loan, or on the whole shtar? Are they Chaisman? That's the Gemara Shaila, whether Adam really have to look into such a thing, or we assume they look into it. But the Gemara definitely has a tzad that the fact that it's written in a shtar, in a way that people would notice, that Adam would normally, if Adam would normally notice it, that we assume that it's a raya. So it seems that on a matzeva, assuming the derech in previous generations like today was to do an unveiling, and people come look at the matzeva, it would seem that it should, to me, it should be just as good as a shtar. I mean, people come, there's a matzeva, and it says HaKayin, you would assume he was Chuzik L'Kayin Be'ir. You would assume that there was some level of Cheskas Kayin Be'ir. Certainly, if there were Shomrei Torah Mitzvah at the time, there are those who argue that it's not true, because among totally fry people, when you write Kayin, nobody really knows the difference. So, it's, like I said, it's a contentious issue. Of course, it's easier for us to say there is no Nemonis, because we'd rather him not be a Kayin, but it's not so clear. I mentioned in the past that the one time I saw the Shaila Barav Palm, my Balas Tshuva, who was engaged, came to Rav Palm and said that Hachasin, they were looking through old pictures, and there's a picture of a grandfather's Matzeva with the Kayinim hands on top. And Rav Palm, at that time, it was somewhere near Scranton. I don't remember. Maybe it was the Scranton, the Beis HaKfaris. He called Rosh Yeshiva in Scranton. Had boys go out to find the kever, and to sort of just maybe the picture wasn't clear. I don't remember the details. And it was his matzeva of Kuhuna, and he told her to break the engagement. He was willing to go ahead with it. And Rav Palm told her to break the engagement, take time off, and go to Eretz Yisrael. So her pop told me a few months later, maybe half a year later, that, oh, she got engaged in her. You remember that girl? She got engaged in her to Israel, to a non-Kayan. So she found the Shidduch. You know, God had to make all this happen for her to get her to get on there. But it's her pop was Chayshish L'chumra from a Matzeva. And I don't know the details. If the grandfather who made the Matzeva was from, was not from. I assume was not, but I don't know for certain.
There used to be a senator from Maine.
What?
There used to be a senator from Maine many years ago. His name was Cohen. He wasn't Jewish.
He wasn't Jewish.
He was not Jewish. Jewish. Is Santos
Jewish? Jewish. Jewish. Does Rav Palm's Matzeva have hands? Coin hands on it?
I don't recall. How's that call you? About the Russians, they put invest a lot of money and effort into it. What they did rely on by the Russians, without being Jewish, not paying them, was the passport, was the ID papers. When it said Jew, it was negative, always under the communists. If it was stamped Jew and it was negative, the assumption is that if they weren't Jewish, it wouldn't have been stamped. I think they go. There's a vault. I was once visiting one of the shuvah offices. There's a vault, a fireproof vault that has all the records. It's like a bag vault. Thick door, the whole thing is not big. It's got all the records, the IFAS records of any investigation they did. So I don't know the details of how much they went through it, but you know, with Mekel, the first marriage was not Kedusha Kedin. Now, I just, the derech of Torah is that everybody who's learning, if you go through a sugya, you have your own little bit of chidushim. I just have what to add. Ramosha doesn't bring this, and the Shevet Alevi doesn't bring it. But later in Siman Yizai and Sifyat Aleph, the Ramah says about a man whose wife went off the derech, Rabbanu Litzlan. It says, Im ishtai hemira, if a man has a wife who went off the derech, asura labayla. She wants to come back. Asur lebayla fili Yisrael. If she went off the dare, she became not from. She's asked to her husband, even if he's Yisrael, she comes back. Now, if she was Mizan, obviously she's asked. She's saying she wasn't Mizan. And she comes back. So we don't believe her. Once she was Himira, she's not believed. The Gra there says the reason, the Mumalavai Dizaru, who Mumalachala Terakula, the Cheshud Alaznus. The Gra there says that a Mumar, once she goes, like you said, Shana Pirish, right? She went off. And she went out into the world. And she came back, so she's chashuda alaznus. And we asked her to her husband. That would seem to be a source for what they're saying, not for the part that he's not really a kohen, but for the part that whoever you married, that she's chashuda alaznus, and therefore the child will be a chalal. In this case, it will be a kula. There it's a chumra to take a woman out of Cheskas Baila.
No, but now that she did Shuvah, why does she believe now what she did in the past?
So that's the case there also, that she's not believed, because she wants to go to her husband, that's why she's not believed.
So that should be a problem for Yisrael also, not only for Klayim.
It should be a problem for a married, it is a problem for a married woman, but we're not talking about a married person.
Married.
You mean a friar married person?
Yeah,
friar. Well, we assume that she's living with her husband. We can assume that she's loyal to him. It's only when she goes off into the world. A regular friar, her wife, and a chayshid, a wife. Okay, now. If she went off, she's a chazak. She went off, and her husband stayed from. There's a chazak shebizana. Just every not from couple is still becheskes ksherin. It's interesting. Ramesh has a tshuva, and it says so, but I don't know what you need it. Normal husband and wife, we assume a certain amount of fidelity to each other. Now, one more thing. What about shavya nafshe? You have a kohen bal tshuva. So he comes in, he becomes from, he says, I'm a Kayan. So Ramesh said, we don't believe you. You're not happy about it. You know, right now he wants a Dukhin, he's there to stroll, he wants a Dukhin every day. And now I don't think we make a big fuss over it, but really, in Halacha, he has no nemanis. If he marries a Zaina, we don't stop it. What about Shavi Adav Shechatichid Yisura? There's a rule that if somebody says about himself that I gave Kedushin to this woman, and the woman denies it, and Bez doesn't believe him, he's still not allowed to marry her sister because Shavia now Shechit Chidisur. So Ramesha has a Chidish in that Shuvah, in the Chelik Dal, Shuvah Yeral, which I found today, this morning, in the Shvus Yaakov, Shuvah Tzadik Dalit, that goes back hundreds of years. They both say, Shavia Nafshe is if someone says, I know. If someone says, I know, because my father, my grandfather told me, and in Halacha, the grandfather is not believed. So Shavi Anafshe, he's Neman that the grandfather told him. But since in Halacha, the grandfather is not believed, there is no Shavi Anafshe Chetichin Yisura. And Shalom Yisrael, so we're, the rule remains that is a heter. Okay, so this is basically the rundown for Baal Tshuva. You go to Levayas too, yeah. It's, you make a bracha pinyin aben, that's what... Okay, so let's go on to Siftes.
How about the name of Katz? In the Frum community, the name is Father Gleber Katz.
The name Katz or Kohn is not a complete raya. If the father got Aliyah as a Kayan, a son Shtaris as a Kayan, is a Frum person, then it's a raya. That's called, he lived the Cheskas Kayan. But we know there are Katzes and Kohns that are not, in certain communities in Europe, it was common to change names. Before they had pictures, someone was wanted by the police, he just changed his last name. Because there were no pictures, no fingerprints, and they changed his name. The Shla is Horowitz. His name was not Horowitz from birth. He took the name Horowitz when he changed his name. Why he was wanted, I don't know. But he changed his name.
Bauman used to be Kahana.
Obviously. Okay. They were also wanted at some point.
Yeah, but they really are.
Kideiger's name was Gans. Yeah. Okay. At any rate, what?
Gera,
they took the name Alter. That was something, yeah.
They died young.
They died young. They also wanted. Give some money to Israel. Okay, let's move to Sifdat Tess. Siftes Kol Anibala. Laadam Shaisai says Zaina. Now we're talking about a Kayin. To be married to a Kayin, do you have any of the aforementioned people? We said, what makes a woman a Zaina? Anybody who doesn't have Kedusha with her. A guy or a Jew who can't be Makandisha. Kol Nibar says Zaina. Bein Ba'inis, Bein Miratzen, Bein Mishaygeg. Bein Kedarka, Bein Shalai Kedarka. Now I'd like to explain, what does that mean? Kedarka means a normal being. What is Shalai Kedarka? Exactly. What's a Bia Shalai Kedarka? It's not something they explain to us in Yeshiva, because it's not so pleasant, but let's see if we can figure out the Taich. Mishaharaba Nifsala, Misham Zayin. Haraba means the Shikasa Aver, even if there wasn't a full penetration, but the Aver went in a little bit. She's also Misham Zayin. Abachitiyah, Bashalai Shana Vyanechad. She had to be 3, the Bayo had to be 9, and then it has a Did Bia. Any Bia, Bei Kedarka, Bei Shalai Kedarka. So the question is, what's Shalai Kedarka? If you have a woman that was fooling around with somebody, but she wanted to remain a Basula, and so what type of a Maisa is a Bia Shalai Kedarka? So there is a tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak that goes into detail. Pri Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak Lazar, a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So, you know, I guess he could write about these things without getting in trouble. In Pri Yitzchak, Chelet Bei Tshuva Lamites, he has a shayla. Is Bia, what's Bia Shalai Kedarka? Means there was no Bia in the normal place of Bia. Is it any fooling around, what we call Derech Evarim, any type of thing? So he writes that Bia Shalai Kedarka is only derech pihatabas. It's only a penetration in the anus and in the back of a woman. Panim keneged ayrif. Now, before I say anything, you have to know, bia shalai kedarka really is not a bia. What kind of bia is that? It's not. It's a riboy with marba mishkevei isha that with marba that's nus erva is nus is any type of mishke. It's marba some type of mishkevei isha. Now, what makes that any more than any other act? So difficult, because the Gemara Yevamis Nuntes says about a Kohen Gadol, who isha b'besuleh ha'yikach? He has to take a woman who's a besula. So the Gemara is marbe from a riboy that afila shalai kedarka. B'besuleh afila shalai kedarka. Rashi there says, and the language of Rashi is, Bipsuleha yikach, biinon kol bisuleha. You need kol bisuleha. So what is that? What in the world does that mean? Biinon kol bisuleha. Habsulim, if you mean that habsulim have to be intact, they're all intact. If a man does bia derech ayref, that's still intact. It's very hard to know what it means. What? But it means lafuke if it was disrupted. The Mukha says it's also mutter. But it's marba only be a shalai kedarka. Yikasha woman bibiya. So we're marba also from the riboy that it's a. So there are 3 places by Kedusha Isha, by Znus and Erva, and by Znus and by Erva. The marba shalai kedarka. And at least what he says is that the word basula is like Basula's karka, shaloi nevad ba. Virgin earth is earth that was never plowed at all. And he says, Basula means that, so to speak, nothing was ever done with her. Why? It's a deraisa. Bia shalai kedarka is deraisa. And with marba bia shalai kedarka, it's difficult to know what the gedorim are. Very, very hard to know if a man or woman. If a woman says when she was in college, she fooled around with a guy, but she stayed a basula. She believes she has a pesha aser. But what exactly did they do? If they were fooling around, there was some type of oral sex or some other type of other things that people do today. Is that be a shalei kedaka? I don't know. I just have this tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak, who says it means piat habas. It means through the Padam Kedeged Ayref, and it sounds like that's the only thing that counts. It sounds like there has to be some type of penetration. I don't know if he means that there's certain Hanas Bia, the Hanas similar to Hanas Bia. For her, Chazal seem to say a woman has no pleasure in Bia Shalai Kedarka, so Chazal say. So it's very hard to know. So I don't know. It's not clear at all. The Gedolim and I only have this one Maramukim, so this is the one Maramukim I have. And beyond that, I don't know. It should be Asura Takai. Biyash Lai Kadaka is Asura. So the question is, how much playing around makes her Asura Lakai? And that's the question. So this is the one Maramukim I have. Otherwise, on this Sif, this come out nothing. A Sif Yud. Eishas Kayicha Nibala, Filibayinis Asura Lakai. Okay, here we have the big tragedy of a woman, a married, a happily married woman, and somebody raped such a woman, and she didn't do anything wrong. And if she's married to a kayin, she's asura loy. She becomes asur to him, and it's of course a terrible tragedy when such things happen. And the question is to try to find some type of an etza to be able to help such a person in such a case. The question that I was looking for, which I didn't find clearly, is a shaila about whether it's a couple, a happily married couple, and such a tragedy happens. They have young children at home. They want to raise their kids. They don't want a divorce. It's going to disrupt everybody. And the question is, if they'd be allowed to stay at home, and they'll avoid intimacy, and they'll raise their children. They want to raise their children.
What? So why does
Anna
have to buy?
Oh, she's asur labayis. Not your vayam. Well, by that's what I mean. Esther was a mitzvah to do it. And she's still Asur Labayla, right? Kashur Abadati Avadati.
If she went.
Because that's Mordechai was not a Kayin, right?
No, but so what? She's saying, I was not.
No, because a Kayin is us even by this, and Yisrael is only us and Beratzen.
But she didn't do anything.
We believe that she didn't do anything. That's what the Torah asks. Yeah. Look, Sifya, Ishes Kaisha Nibalat Lubba,
and it's
Asura.
She's no worse than
Ishes Ish. You're saying it's not fair, but you agree it says the Sheikh
Ish.
An Ishes Ish is Mutter to Yisrael. If an Ishes Ish is Karfa Ayla, husband is Yisrael, she's last they married him. If they get divorced, she can't marry a Kayin
later. She can remain married.
To Yisrael.
Right. She didn't do anything.
Look, yeah.
Had she done something, she'd be also to
look,
Yisrael.
Look, Yisrael's not allowed to eat truma. So why is a kayin allowed to eat truma?
It's a level of kayin.
Yeah, right. I don't write the rule. Sometimes I get a call. I tell somebody, you know, you got to throw out the food. And I hear the disappointment. So have a line. I always say, I don't write the rules. I just report them. That's what I tell them. I don't write the rules. I just report them, which I do, you know. I feel bad for you.
It's a higher level of...
It's, yeah.
How do we know the first year?
So... We're going to get to that. But so I was trying to find, I could not find, and I was sure I'd find, at least in one of the contemporary tshuva svarim, a psak on whether they can just live together and raise their children together if such a thing happens. So I don't know, halacha l'maaseh, I have not found anybody that deals with it. I try as I can, I was looking for kulis. The one thing that is similar to this is Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. It talks about a roya machmas bia. There's a sugya in Hilchos Nida about a woman that roya machmas tashmish means that she, one second, she gets a period every time during tashmish. She has a condition where tashmish brings out. So if she's a husband, three consecutive times with vayelah and she sees dam, they have to divorce, they have to separate. So there it talks about whether they're allowed to just stay together without tashmish. And it answers because it says, well, Chayshish, that he won't restrain himself from her. There's still a law. He won't restrain himself. Okay. Now, there's no consideration of family, etc., and of children. Obviously, there are no children. They're just married. So I don't know if it's a riot to hear, but it's the only thing I could find that's similar. What? Yeah, Krishifra we talked about. But there's no chashash, there'll be bia, assuming that he's not capable. If he's not capable.
Yeah, He divorced his wife. Man divorced his wife. You can't live together. They can't live in the same house, right?
Once they get divorced, they can't live together because they're afraid that that'll be bad. So I didn't find clearly any type of kula, but there's one kula I'd like to share with you. The Abiyah Mechelik El Aleph was put out after Rav Avadya's Patira, and in the COVID summer when I was in Winoki in New Hampshire in a camp with whatever sarm we brought, one of my good friends who happens to be a Sephardic Rav, the Abiyah Imer just came out, so he sent me Mechelik El Aleph. Now, it's very hard for me to learn Abiyah Imer. If you know, every single tshuva you can take a month to learn until he brings everything. It's absolutely incredible what he brings. But here, it was a summer, I didn't have many svarim. So, Yabiyah Mechelik Yud'alef, which is also plenty big, has a lot of very interesting things. In tshuva Yud'alef, in Ebenezer, he does have a chiddush as follows. Now, we'll talk about the Gedarim of Nemanis. But you know, I'm sorry. Chelik Yav Tshuva Lamed Vav. He has the following. Oydes Hashayla. Listen to this one. Zug Shechazu B'Tshuva V'Abal Kayin. A couple that are Chazu B'Tshuva. The husband's a Kayin. V'Nefesh Isha B'Shei Lasa. The wife came to ask the following question. The Devreha, she says, Kishaisa Penuya Nibla Lugai. She says, look, I really was Mizana with a guy before we were married. In Kaini, Asura Labayla Hakayan. Him Chayva Alea Loidea Labayla. Is she obligated to tell her husband? You hear the Shaila? Is she obligated to tell her husband that we're in trouble? What do you say? You say, yeah, I didn't ask you, I said, but I did. Does he have to say? I'm assuming there are no witnesses. What?
Maybe it's the same. What? Kind of sleeping and somebody dies in the house. Right? You have to wake him up.
So the reason I'm mentioning it is because he's Michael, that she doesn't have to tell. I rather was thinking it's a little tricky. I hope, you know, it's very, these type of things are very unpleasant. I happen to have once been involved with a woman who rather was married to a Kayan, who told me on the phone that she was Mizana Tachas Daila. And the same Shaila, whether tell him, I'm not supposed to tell him. And it was Aishas Kayan, and in the Varela, she was Mizana Baratz, and she was in a gym, you know, an exercise gym, and there was a guy there, and they became friendly, and the moral of the story is stay away from exercise gyms that are separate exercise. But you get to see this guy with all his muscles and his whole masculinity is on display, and terrible story. So the question is, do you have to? So it is somewhat complicated as follows. The halacha is that if a woman says, and we're going to have this later here in the siman, if a woman tells her husband, I was mizana, and you have to give me, I have to be divorced, the husband's not obligated to believe her. He's not obligated to believe her because Shema ina nasta ba'acher. Who knows she's telling the truth? Shema ina nasta ba'acher. You'll say, that's enough. Shema ina, that's enough of a reason. But Chazal, it seems that it was a takana. The Chazal didn't want women to encourage women who are unhappy with their marriage to say such things. And now the husband believes her. We're going to learn later. The husband believes her. But what? That's a very good kasha. What about herself? Is it more than Shavi Hanavshi? She Bemis believes it. She knows it. But be that as it may. So he says. It becomes a little complicated in the tshuva, but he says that since the husband is not mechuyev to believe her, so she doesn't have to tell him. He says, "Ein loyma mistama yamin lo habal." Maybe what about if the husband will believe her? So then maybe she should have to tell. She says, "My husband will believe me," so, especially in this case of Ali tshuva. So Bavadia goes through a chiddush. The geder of nemanis has to be he believes they're like two witnesses. It's very hard to estimate if he trusts her when it's believing her like two witnesses and when it's not.
What about the children?
Now, What about the children?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a question of Mamzer, it's a question of Chalom. Okay, we'll all be included in the same thing.
She's a nidah. She's a nidah,
no? By nidah, there's no shemei no nastabach here because she's only asked for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we see that as a
nidah. That's meidachanem be surim, but not be erim. Dov shebe erim normally is 2 weeks. But in kolzeh, if he believes her, Itaka believes her. So he has a twist here that my heter is only for Svarat and not Ashkenazim. That's right. He has an interesting twist, but we'll get to it. But then, you know, for Kulis, he doesn't go, he's not for the Svarat Ashkenazim, but then he brings a chew of the Divrei Chaim, who is certainly an Ashkenazi. Shenishal, by a man, was asking the Shaila, Mishenichshal Be'eshesish, Beritzayna. A man was Mazanu and Eshesish. Va'ata Chayzim B'tshuva. Now he's doing tshuva. Himu chayiv la'idia l'bay la'alkach. Does he have to tell the husband? Again, this man was mezanu and reish asish. He knows that this woman is asa to her husband. He knows it. But he's not the husband, right? He's not doing any averus now. He's about tshuva. Does he have to tell... It's like you said, he says it compares it. You're a day, you see someone wearing shatnez b'shuk, you got to rip it off to the person. So here also. So I see this as similar to a shayla, whether a rav has to tell, if the rav knows. It's a third party, whether you have to tell or not. What? The rav can't know with certainty, but I can be certain that she said so. I can't be certain what happened. I'm certain that she said so. Yeah. So that's all part of it. It's not lifnei iver because he's not doing it. It's more lafusha misura. So she might. Oh, you mean in the first shiloh?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be lifnei iver.
Why would he be believed?
Yeah. Again, the question is, if does really believe Sarah, then it's an issue.
No, it's for the other guy who got that.
When the other guy, if the husband believes it, it's a little later. Even when there's no dinem on this, if he believes it, he has to follow his idea. His
why can't we say like the same thing with her, that maybe she wants to get out of the marriage? So
Divrei Chaim has two cheshbonos. One cheshbon he has that the husband's not mechuyev to believe, like we said before. He also has an interesting cheshbon. He says, "Bemokim kavod abrius." You know that we're even drabbanim. B'shaval tasei, even drabbanim b'kum vasei b'mokim kavod abrius. And a deraisa b'sheva al tasa. In other words, what are we saying here? Let him not tell. As far as he could see, they're married, they have a family. It says kavod abrius not to be megalu. And for him, it's a deraisa, but for him, it's sheva al tasa. So Divrei Chaim takes these two cheshbonos together. He builds out of a place the Rambam and the Rosh by ripping a person's baguette off him in the street. It's also sheva al tasa. But the Rosh, the attacker, says that you're not mechuyev to rip off the street if he's an oinus. He's wearing shatnez b'oinus. You're not mechuyev to cover abrius. It's sheva al taseh by deraisa. Follow what I'm saying? I'm saying it quickly. It says in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that if someone's wearing shatnez in the street, you got to rip the baguette off of him. It's deraisa. So the Rambam says you always have to rip it off. Deraisa. The Rosh says no. If it's only if he's amazed.
Amazing.
If he's doing b'meizia, yeah. If he's an oinus, then kavod kavod abrius b'sheva al tasa, you don't have to rip it off. So he says the same thing over here. Kavod kavod abrius b'sheva al tasa, and he says you don't have to believe. And he adds mutav shiushayig, and he adds that's a big nesayin. Also, you're going to tell who knows if he's going to be megarish's wife. If right now they're happily married, and something happened years ago, he'll do it. Right. So the Divrei Chaim, who was a big, was not from the biggest mekilim in the world. He was a tremendous takif, and he's megal. So Rav Avadya brings him, and therefore at the end he ends up the halacha l'maisa that you don't have to be megal. So this is like I said, I was looking for a kula, and this is a kula, and his psak is like a safe dover at the end. He says, "Kivashloi oila das habal shukayin shehi zayna." The husband doesn't thinking that she may be a zayna. Einis mikri is it? Einis v'nechayevus lahagin loy. Befrat shu einechayev lahamin loy. Does he have to believe her? Shem eina nasa ba'achem. Naisef alzei yesh l'tzarif. The marshal, remember the marshal shita was all akayinim asafik kayinim. Anyway, this bad as that. I'm passing like him. But he says as a tzirith and the Mela, that's his psak. So, like I said, I was looking for a cooler for an Eishes Kayim. So this is one case where you're in a Chayavis Lahagidlai, and
we'll see. Is
he...
Yeah,
I think so, because it's Tafa Sadeh, the Gemara says. It's one of the interesting things in Shas. When something goes wrong, the Gemara talks about when a person does Kiddushin, he has to get married within a year and a mitzvah, right? He has to get married within a year and the following Wednesday. If he doesn't get married within the year, he has to give up his zaynus. So the Gemara says the following. Let's say they didn't get married after a year. So why did they get married? He says, I was sick. He was taka sick. So he said, it was your fault. You're the one who's sick. You got to give him his zaynus. What if she was sick? She couldn't make it to the wedding. So Gemara says, it's also his fault. Amazing? It's also his fault. It was his mazel that. So it's an amazing Gemara. It's an amazing Suvis. It says, the Taptos Niyamit Beis says, whatever happens is the husband's fault. That's his fault. He's saying it's out of halachi. Let's say he says, he gets sick, it's his fault. She gets sick, it's his fault. He's the one that's been sort of in Puri Rivia. It's all his fault.
Okay, he's so, playing Puri.
What?
I
remember I once asked the Kasha, we were talking about the Parsha, and I said, you know, Rachel screams at Yaakov. He says, you took this woman, you took Bila. Look what happened, you took Bila. So I said, why didn't Yaakov answer? It was your idea. Why are you angry at me? It was your idea. He didn't want to do it. So they say for me, even if it's our idea, if he does it, it's his fault. So remember, somebody commented, cheetah. Well, I had the same thing with Hagar, exactly the same thing. Avram didn't want to take Hagar, and she pushed him. And then, Chanasi Alecha, I'm angry at you. Look what happened. You took her, you had a child. Unbelievable, right? But, okay.
Maybe this answer is better. The husband doesn't have to believe her. Any subsequent children would not be halal.
Right. She's not in their menace to
pass the children. She's not in their menace to make them
into halal. Okay, anyway, this is Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph is really just a continuation of this. Oh, okay, we'll get to that after. Sif Yud Aleph. Ishis Yisrael should answer. Ishis Yisrael is an Ainis. Apish Muteres Levaila. Asur Lekuhun. That means, what? Assuming he died. Right, if he gave her a get, then there should be a grusha anyway. So, what? She has a dinzayla. In Ishis Kayin, there was Nensa Ba'ainis. I mean, that's the Baila Asur Lekuhun. You should know, it's not for today, for this discussion, whether an Eishes Kayin Shenensa has a din Zayna or has a din Temeya is a big discussion in the Achreinim and Yevamos. There's a Zayna, the woman who's Mizana, she's also to a Kayin. The Shaila is Eishes Kayin Shenensa, is that Issa Zayna? She has a din Zayna, Baina, she has Issa Zayna. Is it that a din zayna, or is it a din tuma? Tuma means like a saita. Is it a din tuma?
Different if it's so, who she was nanas with. Was it with the Yisrael?
Right. If she's nanas with a guy, sure, it should be a zayna. But if she's nanas with the Yisrael, but a kachas daila, so then the shaila is she a zayna or a tmeya? The Mishnah Melech has a steer in the Rambam. Rambam calls it tuma, and then he says harizu zayna. Nafkamina is if you get malchus or not. And whether the children are halal,
or tvila,
so,
they're not familiar with what? Tvila. Would tvila help with one and not the other?
No, tmeya here doesn't mean nida. It means saita, the tumah of masaita. Okay. Anyway, that's agav. So here we have that an eishes kayin shenibala has basically the same demon. Now here, the Be'er Heitiv Chaf, there's a chiddush that's a discussion which also somewhat aggravating. You see Be'er Heitiv Chaf at the bottom of the first column, Shenensa, that's going on a Sifir Aleph, right? They saw Shenensa. So look at what he says. Kol shetchilas bia ba'inis, naf shesay bia baras, naf kenensa, in targum yainis, and he says, that's not what I wanted to point out. The next line. Isha sheitzila ez baila gam acherim. Ayidei shefkida atzvol ez nus. In the case, the way it's brought in the Marik. This is in the place known as the Ma'arik HaYadua. The Ma'arik has a case where they were traveling, a group of caravan was traveling in the desert, in an uninhabited area, and a group of hoodlums came and was going to kill them all and take their money. So one of the women there offered herself to the man, and to save everybody's life, to save the lives of the people around
them.
Oh, 1 second. It'll still be mentioned here. Very good. So what's famous is the Ma'arik seemingly confusing psak. The Ma'arik says, look, a woman is not yared v'yavar on znus. Isha karka aylam. A man is yared v'yavar on three aveiris. Gilei arayis, shechastam, and avodah zarah. A woman is tor v'atavar only on avodah zarah and ritzicha, but not on znus. And znus is karka aylam. She says, no yarag vayavar or teharag leitavar on a woman. So the Ma'arik says she did the right thing. Even though she did the right thing, she's still asur labayla. Yisrael. Yisrael. Even Yisrael. This is going on Sif Yod Aleph, not Sif Yod. Right? Eishes Yisrael. Look what it says. Eishes Kayim. I'm sorry. Isha Shetzilas Baila. Gamacherim. She saves her husband and others. As if this person said, forced her to do znos, muteres labayla. Mashain came, and he misratzes labayla, va'inis. Acher, va'inis, he misratzes labayla, va'inis acher. He neseres vinus acher. He neseres labayla. It's a little difficult. That what he's saying is, if she suggested this nus as a way of saving their lives, that she becomes usa to her husband. Very, very hard psak to swallow. She did the right thing, and she's still asura labayla. Now, Harry mentioned Esther in the.
Was the Baal agreeable to all this?
The Baal gave her permission. That in the end of Pisrei Tshuva Yod Aleph, which you have to go over to the next page, he breathes this Be'er Heitev. It's about a dozen lines down. The Umasher Kosev is in bold, the first column of Pisrei Tshuva. But because of Be'er Heitev, Bishushu Siakim, Yishetzi Lezbaila, Ayin Beis Meir Lekamon, Hetek Mishmai, Afilu Asa Latzolus Asma Mi'irasa, Penyer Genu, Nami Asura. If she suggested it, she's awesome. Umashkaza Behate Bishmai. The Mahain is Suala Biila, that she's Mutta, Kasa Besmeya, Ratzalaima, Laimi Boy Shitakfo Bala. Not only physically he forced her, Sepshita, Soli Rainis. I feel it Jumya de Esther. Tchila. Shahisa Beinis. Esther Tchila meaning Esther before she went here willingly. Esther in the beginning, Shahisa Ba'inis, the Haidush Lohisa Misratis, Achatov Achashverish. Now the Achashverish, it's not that he physically forced her to do the act, but he was Teveya, he demanded it from her. Shahila Amos Malchus, Oisa Adusa Labia Mamish, Visharia Labaya, Labaya Mardechai. And she's looked to her husband if the Goy or the Mazana is the one who suggested it. And he says, I'm a Chuvus Nai to be Yehuda. Shavi Shab Divri Marik Hamuva Beishmuel Smekuf. It should say Kuf Ayin Ches. Cut Dalit Zal Shani Guf Din Zesh Yamutalei Shesish Liznais Baratzim Deil Hasal Lefashais Ainit Taira V'Loyosha Bereinim Masharisi Beis Etshuva Kedaim Etshuvas V'Siakiv. He made a mistake. Shvus Yakiv. Badasha V'Dasha Shalchu B'Derech U'Pasma Etshuva Hi Sheshapir Avda U'Mitzvah Rabba Avda. You hear what he said? The Shuzayak says she did a big mitzvah. She should lost the Lazas on the Fashas. Afikin Nesra Abayla. Baby Raya May Esther. And he brought a Raya from Esther. She did the right thing. Ani Aymer. Shem Shem Misrape Megillah Arayas Kache Metzilimba. Vesta Shani Shoyla Tzolas Klal Yisrael. So here, the Shuzayakov and Marik both agree she's also to her husband. The difference is that the Shuzayakov says she did the right thing and she's still also to her husband. Which
husband,
is hard.
If the husband recommended to the same woman, she agreed, who would be at fault?
Nobody's at fault. She did the right thing. If she told the guy, hold on a second, I got to call my Rav. And she called the Rav and he said, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? I'll save everyone's life. The Rav says, do it. She does it. And then the Rav says, but you're also to your husband. You should have quickly given a get. Yeah. You're allowed to be married to Grusha if there's listen between.
Presumably, the guy did not threaten her. He only threatened
the Shasta. No, it says, I feel that's the assassin, it says here.
Even so, itself.
No, if the husband, if he threatened her, if you're not Mizana, that's good. If he just happened to kill you, and to save herself, she suggests us, that's the Chiddush here, that it's awesome. That's the Chiddush. Now, Esther seems to be a Raya to the not Mistabra thing. That even though she did the right thing, she's still Asura Labaila. She said, Kashravaditi Avaditi. That's what Rishus Yaakov says. The Marik says, Hatzolas Klal Yisrael is different. And he's a beer. He says that Esther did would be the wrong thing. It's really the wrong thing. You're not supposed to Amos rap in Begilaris. You shouldn't have done it. Esther different than Atzolas Klal Yisrael. Now the question is where that comes from.
She was still looking to Mordechai.
She was also to, all along everyone agrees she was Mutter because she was Aynis in the Bia itself. She didn't suggest Bia Tachashverish. Tachashverish was Tedeya her. So then she's a regular Kakaylam and he's not a Kayan, so everything was good. Now, she said, Kasher Avati Avad, now I'm going to go to him and I'm going to try to entice him so then to say Faisal. So we see it's Mutter. So Shvus Yaakov holds, it's always Mutter, even to say one Jew. It's Mutter, because Isha's not Yarav Ayav. The Marik says, no, it's also Amos Rapin to give our rights. But there it was different because it was for the whole Klal Yisrael. The question is, what's the source that for whole Klal Yisrael is different than for an individual? It's something that's very, very hard. I think the Meshech Chochma brings this. When Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Mitzrayim, the Shaila is, are you allowed to put yourself in Safik Sakana to save another Jew from Vade Sakana? It's a Shaila on the Paiskim.
Well,
he doesn't bring Avraham, he brings Moshe. He says, are you allowed to put yourself in Safik Sakana to save others? Vade Sakana. Well, Safik Sakana, you're going to Tebi to try to save people's lives. You're putting yourself in Safik Sakana to save people that are Vade Sakana, right? So the question is, this is what he says. He says, they're allowed to put yourself in Safik Sakana, Vade Sakana. So being a Raya for Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not in Mitzrayim, and he put himself in. He threw himself into Mitzrayim, even though. So it's a strange Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, what? It was Al Pi Adibur. It's no Raya. I think what the Meshech Chochma says. Meshech Chochma says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki Mesu HaNosha Mavashim Mitzrayim. So the Meshech Chochma says, you see, it's Aser. Hashem said, you know, I'm sending you back. And therefore, you could go back. This is the most peladic of Meshech Chochma. That doesn't make sense. I'll tell you why. If you look in Chumash, there are two episodes. Hashem tells Moshe at the snare, go back to Mitzrayim. And Moshe goes to Yisrael and asks permission. And he heads out. Only then Hashem tells him, Kimesu Anoshim Avakshim Esnafshecha. If you look to say the psukim, by the snare, Hashem didn't say it. Hashem said it only after he agreed to go, and he's on his way. Then he said, Kimesu Anoshim Avakshim Esnafshecha. The Raya is somewhat of a suspect.
Was only a suspect?
No, that means that Moshe agreed to go, even if he's going into a suspect. Avadei suspect, yes.
That's my biggest lie.
But they had no influence. They were Aramean. That's what Rashi said. They had no influence. The poor people, you don't go ask his advice anymore. But the thing is, there, why don't we say it's different? It's Klal Yisrael. It's different than a Yachid in Yisrael. I don't know. The whole Raya assumes a Yachid Yisrael is like Klal Yisrael. Shrei Kameya, you know. Okay, Al Kaparim, this is the Marik. We move on to Yisrael.